Anne Stopp plays music because she has to. It would be easier to do something else, especially if it paid more. She tried that. She spent her 20s in New York City doing all kinds of work, but she felt like something was missing.
I was frustrated the whole time, really, really frustrated.
Anne had sung in the choir as a kid and played piano, but like a lot of us, she let it go after high school. One day, Anne was hanging out with a musician she knew, and it became clear to her. She had to make music.
Wanting doesn't make it so. Will we lift?
She says it was tough going at first, but she knew it was worth it.
If you have something to create and you're not creating, it's going to destroy you.
Fast forward a few months to her first real gig. It was at a little club in New York. Anne stepped up to the mic, scared, running on adrenaline. She'd spent months practicing, getting up her courage.
And I was terrible. It was awful. It was a bomb. There were notes I couldn't hit. There were moments when I opened my mouth and, like, nothing came out. I woke up the next morning, and I thought, okay, time to work harder.
It's been 12 years since that gig, and Anne has found her voice.
Past time to leave the past behind.
She's 43 now, finishing up her third album, and a confident performer with hundreds of shows under her belt. But getting there was hard. In the years after that first gig, Anne had to hustle for the chance to play a few songs in noisy bars. So, in 2007, she tried something new. She quit her day job and moved to Provincetown to write for a few months.
But as I spent the winter here, I found out that you can perform on the street. I knew I needed that. I knew I needed to clock the hours in front of people.
If you saw Anne on the street, she'd probably be wearing her black combat boots and a studded belt. She's not timid.
I was talking to a friend of mine who's a professional guitar player. He's been playing guitar for 30 years. And I said, oh, I've been busking. And he was like, wow, what's that like? And I said, well, you really have to know who you are, or, and he finished my sentence and he said, or you'll get eaten alive. And I said, yes, you will.
Anne says what she loves most about busking are these surprise moments of connection.
I had like a Billy Elliot moment on the street. I was playing in front of Town Hall and this boy, probably 6 or 7, just started to move in this magical, free-form kind of way.
Is it too much to ask? I want a comfortable bed.
I was like, just keep playing, just keep playing. Like, I just kept playing this song sort of on a loop to keep him dancing. And there was a whole crowd of people just watching him express himself through what I was playing. And it was magic.
That sound of busking you're hearing is from YouTube, where Anne posts videos of her playing. She's putting herself out in the world a lot these days. She even hosts a local TV show about street musicians.
Hey, Provincetown, Anne Stott here with Word on the Street. I'm very excited. We have the fantastic guitar player, songwriter, singer, Lori Jo Manley with us today.
Finally, it's been 7 years since she started busking. To make ends meet, she's been an artist model, a movie projectionist, and a barbecue delivery driver. Anne's not getting rich from her music.
It's very easy to get your head caught up in, like, who's giving me $1, who's giving me $2, who's throwing change. The key is to go deeper into what I have to do, and then I'll find the people who appreciate what I do.
It's a lesson Anne started learning as she crawled out of bed the morning after bombing her first gig. To find her voice, she just had to focus on one thing, getting back out there and playing.
What you learn is to just keep doing it, and then it happens. And that feels like not enough in the moment when you don't know, but it is the thing, it is the answer, to just keep doing it. Just keep doing it.
For WCAI's Creative Life, I'm Nathan Tobin.